Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're on Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom. Amar Ravina, at the end of the line. Amar Ravina. Ravina says as follows. Hashtad the Amar of Chista. Now the Rav Chista said the following. What did he say? That Mechusar Hagrala, if you don't do the Goral, that Ki Mechusar Maisa Dami, it's as if you didn't do a Maisa, that the Goral has no Maisa on the animal. Not a mitza on the animal. But Rav Chisda said it is. It's ki'ilu, something, you're doing something to the animal. Which means, what does that mean? That means, right, that the chiyuv of, that is an isser of shchut echot. You're not allowed to shech the carbon outside. If you make the goral, is it a carbon? So we said yes. Right? That the chiyuv of since this animal could be a musaf, nothing wrong with this animal. I don't know. Since this animal could be a musaf, therefore there's a chiyuv of shchut echot, which is mashma that if it could not be right to be a musaf, Rav Chisda would not have been mechayef on shchut echot. The only reason why it's shchut is because it could be a musaf. You didn't make it for a musaf. You made it for a shesir l'Hashem and a shesir l'Azazel. But since it could be a musaf, it's halal to be a musaf, right? The hagrala, the lottery, is a maisa that's being done to the animal. Okay. Ha da amar Yehuda amar Shmuel. Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Shkalim. Shkalim. Shlomim. Thank you. Had Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlomim Sheshachatan, a Shlomim that shechted Kodem Sheniftechu Dalsos Hahechol, before the gates are open in the morning. Psulin, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Shenamar, because it says by the Shlomim Ushchato Pesach Olam Moed. You have to shecht it by the Olam Moed. What does that mean? Bizman Shehu Pasuach, when the Olam Moed, when the doors are open. Velo Bizman Shehu Nol, not when they're closed. Shchaton Bachot, what if you shecht it outside? Kodem Sheniftechu Dalsos Hahechol, before they opened up the doors. What's the story there? Then Pater. Then you'd be Pater. Why? Pater for what? Pater for shchut echot. My time, why you Pater? Because shemechusar psicha kemechusar maisa dami. Because not opening the doors is like not doing a maisa, right? It, even though it's like a chesaron in the animal itself, and if there's a chesaron just like the goral, it's like a chesaron in the animal itself, and if there's a chesaron in the animal, it's not shchut echot, right? Just like by goral the same thing, and by here by shalom now the same exact thing, okay? Now, again, Rav Chisda said that the reason why a carbon that cannot be brought inside is still chayiv is because it could be brought inside. Is that right? Oh, well, it could be a carbon musaf, right? That's what we said yesterday. Now the Gemara says, one second, umi islay Rav Chisda hol. Does Rav Chisda even hold like that? Of the concept of hol, since it could be va'amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said as follows, so complicated. Pesach. You have a carbon Pesach, right? Sheshachatu Bachutz. It was shechted in your backyard, in Woodmere, New York. Bishar Yemot Hashanah. Not on Erev Pesach. In January. Lishmo. If you shechted it Lishma, which means before a carbon Pesach, putter. You're putter. Why are you putter? Because you didn't do anything. You can have crazy thoughts in your head. I want to shech the carbon Pesach today. That's nuts. Therefore, you're potter. That's shchut echot. What is it? You need to see a psychiatrist. You think today's Erev Pesach. It's not true. Shalom l'shmo. But if you shechted it shalom l'shmo, what's that called? It's called a shlomim. Then chayiv. You're chayiv for that. Why? Because shlomim's not allowed to shecht outside the Beit HaMikdash. I know it sounds a little counterintuitive, but it doesn't. But that makes sense.
It makes sense. Just
it's a little bit counter what we think.
Unless he did it before the morning.
We're going to get to the 4 in the morning in a minute.
No,
forget the doors being open now. Not a new thing now. Onto not the carbon Pesach. That's only by Islam that din. Only by Islam, because by Islam it says Pesach Ol Moed, the doors have to be open. No, it's a carbon Pesach. If you shecht it not as a carbon Pesach, it turns into a Shlomim. What if you shecht it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? So then Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Shchut Echot. You shecht it a Shlomim outside the Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. Taima Div Shalol Lishmo. The whole reason why you're Chayiv is because it was Shalol Lishma, which turns into a Shlomim. Hastam Lishmo. What if you didn't have any Stam, any Kavana? Stam Lishmo who? Hastam Lishmo who Upater. But if it would be, what if someone comes like, what's that animal? Oh, that's my Korban Pesach. Yeah, but you know that it's not Pesach now? And you know that you're not even in Yerushalayim now? Don't confuse me with the details, right? So then you'd be putter. Vamai, why are you putter? Let me say the following. Hoel, viroi, shalo, lishmo, verbifnim. It could be brought shalo, lishma, as a shlamim. It could be. In your crazy head, you think it's a carbon Pesach. It doesn't have to be like that. It could be a shlamim. How could it be a shlamim? Bring it shalo, lishma. It has the ability to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash right now. Assuming there was one. Right? So it's the kasha. So why on earth did Rav Chisda say yesterday, right, that the Seir could be Yechayev v'shchut Echot, because it could be brought as a Musaf? How come by then we say it and by here we don't? Fair question? So the Gemara says, Haki Hashta, it's not a good comparison. Hasam, over there by Pesach, Bo'i Akira. You have to uproot it. What does that mean, Bo'i Akira? Says Rashi in the third skinny line up on top. Eino roi bifnim l'shlamim. It's not really roi for a shlamim. Well, it could be. You could turn it into a shlamim. What does that mean, you could turn it into a shlamim? It's not really roi for a shlamim. Ela im kein akar shem Pesach mimenu b'shchitaso. What that means exactly, I don't know. You have to do some Akira. You have to uproot it as a Pesach. It's not just stam. I have a carbon Pesach. I designated it as a carbon Pesach. My children are so excited. We're going to bring a carbon Pesach. It's not Pesach now. Okay, so I'm a little deranged. We come to the Beis HaMikdash, and we tell the car we're going to bring a carbon Pesach. The car goes, this guy's crazy. We'll just bring it as a shlamim. That wouldn't turn it into a shlamim. It could be brought as a shlamim. Yeah, but it has to be an akira. What exactly does that entail? I'm not sure, but there has to be an akira. Without an akira of a Pesach into a shlamim, it doesn't turn into a shlamim. Rashi finishes, Hilkach, lav miskabel bifnim hu kol kama delo akira. It's not true that whenever you walk in here, it turns into a... It's not true. You have to have akira. Hi, by this musaf with the goats on Yom Kippur, lo boy akira. You don't need to be an akira. There's no such thing. Not the same. That's why by Pesach, it's you'd be potter, because it's shchut echot. It could be brought... No, it's not so simple that it could be brought as a shlamim. It's not so simple. You have to do a whole akira. What exactly that means, I don't know. It's going to get more complicated in a minute with what akira is. I don't know. What does that mean? I hereby remove the carbon Pesach status? Something like that. Okay. Rabba bar simi, masni le bidraba vakashle bidraba draba mashana kiddushininan. All that line was that Rabba bar simi said, it wasn't Rav Chisda who said that. It was Rabba who said it. And it wasn't on Rav Chisda that we asked all these kashas. It was Rabbo that we asked all these kashas. But we gave the same exact question, same exact answers. So just change the name of Rav Chisda to Rabbo. Okay, fine. Very good. Now, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Pesach. You have a carbon Pesach. Sheshachatu Bachutz. It shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. B'shar Yimos Hashana. On the rest of the year. Bein Lishmo. Bein Shalol Lishmo. Putter. That's interesting. He says it's putter no matter what. You putter for shchut echutz no matter what, where, when, doesn't matter. Amr of Dimi, Amrisa Shemaitza Kemid of Yirmia. I sent this over to Yirmia. Yirmia was a little puzzled. It's a bish lama lishmo. I understand why it's lishmo, why you're putter. Hadalo chazile. It's not a valid carbon. Today's not Erev Pesach. It's not a valid carbon. El shalol lishmo? Amai. Why are you putter? Hachazi shalol lishmo bifnim. It can be brought inside as a shlamim. Why are you putter? Why? Amali, he told me, Akira's chutz lav shmei Akira. Right? In order for it to be shudei chutz, you have to be okerit. You can't be okerit in Woodmere. You can't do that. You can't be ochre the carbon not in the Beis HaMikdash. So how are you gonna remove the carbon Pesach status? The answer is you can't. So therefore, I don't care if it's Lashma or Shal Lashma, you're not gonna be chayev. Lashma you're not chayev because it's a carbon Pesach. And Shal Lashma you're also not chayev because it's still a carbon Pesach. Even in your head at Shal Lashma, isn't that being ochreit? It would seem. But you can't be ochreit in Woodmere. You can only be ochreit in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Akiras chutz. Akiras shem b'shchitas chutz. Lo shma Akira. Uprooting it. Calling it something else. In Woodmere. Doesn't work. Im hichshir hakasav pesach b'shayim mos hashlana b'shlamim. The Torah calls the Pesach in the rest of the year. It turns into a shlamim. Lo hichshiru ela b'fnim. That only works in the Beis HaMikdash. V'akiras Hashem, and by uprooting it, avol b'chutz la'olam shmo alav. Outside Yerushalayim, it's always called the carbon Pesach. I don't care what you call it. You have to bring it back to the Yerushalayim and uproot it there.
Doesn't that make sense? Every carbon's that way.
What?
You can't do any carbon outside.
No.
Carbon, you have a chance to do it outside.
No, not doing it outside. I have an animal in my backyard,
yeah.
And I say I'm hereby bringing this for an ola.
Right.
Then the butcher comes and checks it in my backyard.
Right.
So is that shchut lechutz? Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's an ola. It's a carbon. I designated it. So my Pesach is a little quirk. I designated it as a Pesach, but you can only check the Pesach on Erev Pesach.
Right. That's
provided the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, not today. This day and age is not.
So we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash being Kayim. Right. We're talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, right? So since
it's an odd thing that will happen to something that has only specific for that thing anyway.
Right. So there's a concept that a Pesach on the rest of the year is a shlamim.
Right.
How exactly the details that we're seeing? Well, you can only have even Shalol Lashma. Listen, it is what it is.
So how do you do Akira?
I don't know exactly how you do it.
Why haven't we ever discussed this before?
I know, I've never heard of this before, right?
Yes, we have.
We came with the concept of being ochre. We go to 100 daf in Pesachim. We ever mentioned something about ochre?
It's only automatically in Yerushalayim, I guess.
What? By the way, so we learned in Pesachim. It's not such a far-fetched thing. A guy designates a carbon Pesach and he loses it. So he designates another one. Right. Now, what happens to the first one? After Pesach, it turns into a shlamim. So you have to be ochre it. So maybe by definition, by bringing B, you ochre A. I don't know how you ochre. By default, it's ochre. Here, now we're saying a new thing. You can't be ochre in Yerushalayim. You can't do that in Woodmere. You can't be ochre. So it stays a carbon Pesach. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, it's not shchut dechutz. Shchut dechutz is also a funny thing.
Right.
It's not shchut dechutz. Why is it not shchut dechutz? Because it's not really a Pesach. Only in your crazy head it's a Pesach. It's not really a Pesach. It's not a Pesach today. Okay.
Because we have learned, obviously, that it's an automatic process that after Pesach it turns into a
shlamim. Right. So, by the way, the first man that Amar said is the difference between Pesach, Shalol Shma and Shalol Shma. The second one said it makes no difference. You're always putter. Now, Kiyasa Ravan Amar V'Yochanan, Pesach Sheshachtu Bachot B'Shayim Mos Hashana, a Pesach set brought outside the rest of the year, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shalol Lishmo, Chayiv. No matter what, you're chayiv. Gemara says, what? Afil l'shmo? Even l'shmo, you're chayiv? Why are you chayiv? You've shechted it. You're crazy. You think today's are. Why are you chayiv? The avotnan, we learned, mechusar zman, if an animal's mechusar zman, what does mechusar zman mean? It means two things. It can mean a bunch of things. It's not the right time. The animal's too young. It's not Erev Pesach today. Now, bein begufo, whether the animal itself is mechusar zman, or bein v'bailim. The Baal can't bring it today. Why can't the Baal bring it today? Maybe because it's January. Right? V'ezehu mechusar zman v'bailim. What exactly does that mean, mechusar zman v'bailim? What does that mean? It means a bunch of things. I'll tell you what it means. Hazav, we have Hazav, or Hazava, or Yoledes, or Metzora. She'ekrivu chatasam ba'achshamam ba'achotz peturin. All these people have to wait 7-8 days. So they don't wait those days. On the third day, they bring their carbon, bachot. Are they chayev for shchut dechutz? No, because they're mechutz is man. The animal's nothing wrong with the animal. That's fine. You're mechutz is man. Why are you mechutz is man? Because I can't bring a carpet yet. I didn't wait 7 days. Says Rashi, shekrivu. The Rashi of shekrivu is a little down. Shekrivu lifnei hazman chata'asan v'ashaman bachutz peturin. You bring the animal early, the asham or the chatas, right? We have to wait till your tahar, tahora, your pater. Why your pater? She'enon miskablim bifnim. You can't bring a carbon now. Lo lechova v'lo lenadava. You can't bring it. What does it matter if it's a chov and a dava? Lechova mishum de lo matu zmane. You can't bring a chov. Why can't I bring a chov? It's too early. And lenadava, she'en chatas v'asham babinadava. You can't bring a chatas and asham babinadava. What is he saying? Because you could send it, I could send a shalom with someone else. If I'm a Zav, I'm Tomei, can I send the shalom with Mati? Yeah, no reason why not. That's what the next line in the Gemara is going to be. Can I send a chatas as a Nadava? No, there's no such thing. No such thing as a chatas as a Nadava. Nadava means it's a gift. Chatas means you have to do it. No such thing. So the guy can't bring it down to day number three. I mean, he wants to very badly. He can't. Vahai Asham b'metzorahu. The only time there's an ashram is by a mitzorah. The ilu zav is like an ashram. There's no ashram by a zav. Don't bring an ashram. Only the mitzorah can bring an ashram. But still, now look at the next line of the Gemara. Olo sehen. The guy wants to bring an ola. Who shlomehem bachut chayavim. If you shecht an ola or a shlomim on day number three, you're chayav. Why? Because then nothing's going to do with zman. The guy wants to bring an ola. Let him bring an ola. Ah, he's tamei. Let him send it with his neighbor. So then he'll be chayav. It's a funny halacha that. Since you can't bring it right now, because you're Tamei, so you shecht it outside, it's not an Isser. Why? Because it's not really a carbon. Because it can't be a carbon there, you're not over Shu Dechot here. Vamra Chilkia Bartuvia, Lo Shanu, we didn't learn this din. That what? That if you shecht outside, when you can't shecht it, you're Potter, El Lishmo. That's only if it was Lishma. Avo Shalo Lishmo. But if it's shalol lishmo, chayev. You're chayev. Why chayev? Says Rashi in the second to last skinny line over there in the bottom. Da asham bachut mechutzer zman bebailim pater. Ela lishmo. De ena roi lishmo bifnim. Avo shalol lishmo. Kigon, l'shem ola, o l'shem shlomim, chayiv. You would be chayiv for that. Why? Shekin roi l'fnim, ki yotze bo b'fnim, because you can bring it inside. T'chal ha'zvachim, shenizbechu shalol l'shman k'sherin. Every animal brought l'shalol l'shman kosher, ela, shalol ola l'shem b'ayil l'shem chobah. Chutz b'na b'etachim b'zmano, v'chadetz b'chol zman. So if you bring the asham, says Gemara, why you putter? I'm sorry, you're chayiv. Anyway, but l'shmo mi ha'putter. Lishmo your putter. What we start off? We start off by saying, if a guy brings a Pesach, let's remember, get back. If a guy brings a Pesach during the rest of the year, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shalol Lishmo, you're Chayiv. Even Lishmo, you're Chayiv? Right? We learned. If someone's Mechus Azman, Lishmo, you're putter. Right? So why on earth did he come and say you're Chayiv? Right? Now, Amai, why you putter? Nema, hovel v'ru'uyin shalol l'shmo bifnim. Aye, but really, it could be brought shalol l'shmo bifnim. So I can take. So in other words, you said you're putter. Why am I putter? Because I can't bring an asham today. So if I shecht it l'shmo, I'm putter. Aye, I can shecht it as a shlomim inside. So I'm a putter. Hachi hashta, no, hasam boy akira. The asham requires akira. Hacha, the Pesach, b'shayim, os hashana, shlomim dinhu. It turns into a shlomim. Therefore yichayev. In other words, he rejects the concept of Akira. He doesn't hold from Akira. If he doesn't hold from Akira, then you have a carbon Pesach. Even if he shecht it l'shmo, you still chayev. Why? Because it automatically turns into a shlomim. Doesn't matter what you think. Since it's not Erev Pesach, it automatically turns into a shlomim. Therefore, Yechayev. You hear all that? Interesting.
That's different than the previous.
Correct. Yes, yes. We're going to have three. We're going to do another minute. Ravashi, Masni, Chayev, Kidamir. Ravashi said you're Chayev, like we just said. Ravir, Yomidifti, Masni, Potter. He said you're Potter. Kasavar, Pesach, Bashayim, Mos Hashana, Boy Akira. Pesach, the rest of the year, requires Akira. The Akira, Schutz, Lav Shmei Akira. And that's not, that doesn't work. Upligi, Rav Chilkiya Bartuvi. And that argues on Rav Chilkiya Bartuvi. So, at the end of the story here, there are three different halachas. There are not three different opinions regarding shechting a Pesach b'shar yemos hashana. According to Rav Chista, or we said maybe Rabba, you have to do akira. You have to be okerit, right? Even if you shecht the pachutz. Okay, that was the first one. Then we had Rav Dimi, who said the only way you can be okerit is in the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot be okerit outside. That's what he said, right? Remember that? That's what he said, the second opinion. And the third one was Ravin, who said that a Pesach becomes a Shlomo without Akir at all. Right? And, okay, that's it. Those are the three Shitas. Therefore you'd be Chayev, exactly.
Okay. That somebody can be okerit outside of Yerushalayim?
We just said.
That he can be okerit?
No one said that.
No one said that.
What?
But he just said that.
No, maybe Rav Chista said that. Rav Chista said that. Yeah.
This doesn't make sense because if it's not Pesach and you have a cover Pesach and it's January, what do you have to say? This is not a Pesach? How could it be a Pesach?
What? So that was his book. So Rav Chista said, you're right, you have to still say it. You have to still say it. Others said you can only say it in Yerushalayim. And others said you don't even have to say it automatically. It's automatic, exactly. Amar Mar. So we said before, Misha Higril Alehen, Chayiv Al Shel Shem, Upater Al Shel Azazel. Right? We said yesterday that what? If you shech the goat outside after the Gorel, right? You're Chayiv on the Hashem one, because it's Shchut Echutz, but you're Pater on the Azazel. Why? Because once the Shem is designated, this one can't be brought anywhere. Azazel. It can't be brought. It can't be. So why? Because it has to be Azazel. Therefore, by you shechting it outside, you didn't do anything. What? That could be Me'ilah, it could be whatever, but it's not Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz means only when it's a valid carbon. It's not a valid carbon. Once the shame is designated, the other one by default becomes Azazel. Make sense? Tana Rabbanan. Ish mi beis Yisrael. Asher yishchat shor o kesev o eitz. B'machne. Guy's going to shech the carbon. Oh, asher yishachit mi chutz l'machne. Shechted outside. Al Pesach Ol Moed. Lo yviyu l'hak of carbon l'Hashem. No, you can't. That can't be a carbon. Can't be shechted outside. Okay? Now, let's do the Rashi on top. Because the Gemara now says, e-carbon, it's in the middle of a story. What's the story? What if I take an animal that's not a carbon and I shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash? I bring a chulin animal into the Beis HaMikdash and shecht it there. Is that an Avera? Right? Huh? So, says Rashi, Resha bibraitza b'toras kahanim hachi yisa. The beginning of the braitza, which the Gemara leaves out, it says like this. Yachal, I would think, hashochet chulin bifnim, if someone shechs chulin in the Beis HaMikdash, yehei chayiv. You should be chayiv. Why should you be chayiv? V'dinhu. It's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Right? What's the kal v'chomer? Kodshim, which have a shas heter b'chutz. Why? The animal's born, it's not kodshim. I turn it into kodshim. Right? Now, and when I shecht it outside, I'm chayiv v'shchut echutz. Once it was born, it's a kosher animal. Nothing good. I make it kadosh, and now I shecht it here, in my backyard. I'm chayiv for that. So chulin, right? Which never had a heter b'fnim. Why? Because they're chulin. So shouldn't I be chayiv if I shecht it inside? That's the kal v'chomer. It makes sense. Okay. Says the Gemara, tavad lomar carbon. No, the Torah says a carbon. Al carbon hu chayiv. You only chayiv on a carbon. The ain't chayiv al chulin. You're not chayiv if it's chulin. Not chayiv. Not from this. Maybe there's such a thing as chulin bazara, where that iser came from. Not from here. E carbon. If it says carbon, shomei ani, I would think even kachi bedek abayis. But you're not supposed to do that. Let's say I designate an animal to be bedek abayis. for the upkeep of the temple. I don't want to make a carbon, but I want to give a donation. And I shecht that inside. I should be chayav for that. Why? Because there's one place in the Torah where that's called carbon. There's one place in the Torah where that was called a carbon. It's called a carbon. Talmud Klomar. Oh, eino omer carbon lahotzi etachulim b'fnim. Ela lahotzi kachi berek abayis b'shchitas chutz shehei chayav. What if I shecht the shchitas chutz outside? Would I be chayav for that? Sharei af heim nikru carbon. They're also called a carbon. Kidin shenemar v'nikruvis carbon Hashem asher yimotzei v'ha v'adei berek abayisu. Okay, so we just got a little bit of the taste. Now we can go on. E carbon, if it said the word carbon, that only a carbon is Isser Shchut Echutz. Shemei ani, I would say, afilu kachi berek abayis. If this is an animal, it's berek abayis. And I shecht it outside. That's Shchut Echutz. It's not a carbon. Think about it. It's not a carbon. But there's one place in the Torah where those things are called a carbon. Where's that? Shnikru carbon. Kinyan Shinema. Vernakrev es carbon Hashem. That's in Parashas Matos or Maaseh, where they have all these spoils from the war with Midian. The Torah there calls all the spoils a carbon. It's not a carbon. It's Berek HaBayis, but the Torah calls it a carbon. So therefore, it has a shame carbon. Talmud Lomar, V'el Pesach Olmoid lo heviyu. Kol ha-roi le-Pesach Olmoid chayol of bachutz. Only if it's roi for a Pesach is it bachutz. Kol she'en ha-roi le-Pesach Olmoid, eno chayavon olav bachutz. Okay? Since these are not roi for a carbon, why not? Because they're berek abayis, then there's no isser of shchut echutz on them. Which makes sense, because they're not karbanos. I would have thought there's one place the Torah calls them a carbon. Don't be impressed by that. They're not karbanos. Otzi elu, I will remove these. What these? Kachi berek abayis. She'ein roi lepesach olmoid. They can't be karbanos. V'lo otzi, and I'm not going to remove. Take out those words, paris chatas. I'm not going to remove Seir HaMishtaleach, right? Shuroi Lavo El Pesach HaOmoed, which is Roi to be a Pesach HaOmoed, right? Which could be a carbon. Therefore, if I shech the Seir HaMishtaleach outside, I'm chayev for Shchut Echutz. Talmud Lomar, Lashem. Therefore, Torah says, no. It has to be Lashem. Mi shem yuchadin Lashem. It's only if it's designated for Hashem. Yotu elu shem yuchadin Lashem. It's not designated for Hashem. It's designated for Azazel. Therefore, there'll be no shchut echutz on the shir asir mishtaleach. It's only after the goral. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay? Now, one second. Lashem lahotzi hu? That's what Hashem comes to exclude? Now, that can't be right. Why not? For a minu, one second, it says Yiratze la carbon ishe lashem. Right? A carbon should be a ritui, it should be a pleasing to Hashem. What does that mean? Elu ishim. That means carbonos. Menayin shol yakdishu mechusrisman. How do I know I can't designate an animal mechusrisman? It's not the right time. Talmud lomar carbon lashem. Lurabos sir hamishtaleach. Right? Even a sir mishtaleach, which is not a carbon, can't be mechusas man. So I would say, why can't I designate a one-day-old animal to be the Seir Mishtaleach? Why not? Not a carbon anyway. Comes along the Torah. No, it has to be. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomar carbon Lashem. L'rabos Seir HaMishtaleach. What does that mean? So what do you see? From the word Hashem, it was a different thing. Nothing to do with Chut Echot. It has to do with Mechusar Zman. So we learn two halachas now. Number one, that the Seir Mishtaleach has to be the right age. And number two, that it can't be Shchut. You're not over Shchut Echot, because it's not a carbon. We learn both of them out from the same words. Amar Rava, yeah. Hasam by Shchut Echot min Yana Dikra. It's the flow of the Pasuk. V'hacha, and over here by Zman, Minyana Dekra. Hasam, de El Pesach, L'Rabos. The words El Pesach is L'Rabos, L'Hashem, L'Hotzi. So Hashem is Motzi. What does Hashem come to be Motzi? Only things that are Roy for Hashem are Chayiv and Shchut Echot, not Asir Mishtaleach. Hacha, de Ishei is L'Hotzi. The word Ishei is L'Hotzi, it's only carbon. And L'Hashem is L'Rabos. And Hashem comes to be Marbe, that what? That a Seir HaMishtaleach has to be the right age. Has to be at least 8 days old. Now, says the Gemara, one second. Taima. The whole reason why a Seir Mishnah has to be the right age is because why? Why does a Seir Mishnah, why can't a Seir Mishnah be 2 days old? Because the Pasuk said so. And if not for that, it could be 2 days old. You have to have two animals there. One's a Korban Lashem, one's a Korban Lazazel. How do you know which one's which? By definition, it has to be the right age. Has to be. What kind of Havamina was that? Right? You have to go more. Going to ask you now? Time of Rabbi Rachmana, because the Torah it was Ribui and said, well, Lashem includes a Seir Mishloach has to be 8 days old. I would have thought it doesn't have to be 8 days old because it's not really a Korban. No. It has to be 8 days old. And if not for that, it doesn't have to be 8 days old. Have a mean a Seir Mishloach Kodesh for Mechutzah's man? What? A Seir Mishloach can be Kodesh if it's Mechutzah's man? Va'ein Gorwal Koveh El Beroy Hashem. The carbon has to be, the Gorwal has to fit on it. Right? How do you know which animal is going to be the Lashem, which one is going to be the Lazazel? They both, by definition, have to be 8 days old. What kind of thing is that? Amar Rav Yosef Hamani, who's the author of this Braisa that learned out Seir Mishloach from a separate Pasuk. Now we're going to come up with crazy cases. How you can have one animal without the other one.
I know we're trying to back into this to make everything fit. But maybe the regular one, the twin to it, the one that comes to carbon, maybe that has an exception to this rule.
No, because there's no exception that the carbon has to be 8 days old.
We have an exception to every single rule.
So the Gemara doesn't want to say that. The Gemara doesn't want to say that. So when I bring two animals into the base, two animals, one's Hashem, one's Azazel, I don't know which one's going to be which.
Correct.
How could one of them be less than 8 days old? Impossible. I don't need a pasuk for that. No. That's Aleph Beis of Karbanos. So the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk for that? Crazy cases. Ready? Case number one. Chanan HaMitzri who? Because it goes like Chanan HaMitzri. Titnan, Titania, Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bekos. The Dam of the Seir Lashem is in the cup. Mevi Chaveiro Umezaviglo. What happened? Says Rashi. The it was in the cup and it died. You have to do a new Goral? No. Even if it's in the cup, just get another animal. So why can't that one be 2 days old? Ah, there's a pasuk that says it can. Says Rashi, Dilesle Hagrola, there's not going to be a girl here. Misha Higril, when you did a girl, Umei Tachar, one of them died. Hilkach, Kishamei Seir Mishtaleach, Mevi Yachash, Shalom HaGrolah, not going to have a girl now. Just going to be another Seir Mishtaleach. Hutzruch Lulamid, Mena Mikra, Shal Yavi Mechutzah's man. I need a pasuk to tell me, it has to be 8 days old. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. That's not even true. Anyway, the Shmasle Lachanan Mitzri. When did Chanan Mitzri say this din that you don't need another Gorel? The Lesle Dichuyim. When there's no Dichuy. What does it mean there's no Dichuy? What does it mean there's no Dichuy? The Lesle Dichuyim, where there's no Dichuy? That only when there's no Dam in the coast yet. The Lesle Hagrala Mishmasle? Did he ever say you don't need another Gorel? Not true. The Dilma Maisi Umagril. Now you have to do another Goril. That can't be right. That can't be the right answer. He doesn't have to do another Goril. Ella Umr of Yosef Hamani. How are you going to bring an animal without a Goril? And maybe it can be 8 days old, but it can't. Hamani Reb Shimoni Netanya Meis Echad Mehem. No, he says straight out. If one of them dies, Mevi Chaveiro Shelo Bagrola Diver Reb Shimon. You bring another one without a Goril. Maybe that one could be not less than 8 days old. No, it can't. There's a puzzle that says it can't. Okay? Following? A little bit? A little bit following? Okay. I told you it was hard today. Ravina Amar. Ravina's another pshat. Kigon. Listen to this one. Shehumam. It got a mum. The Seir Mishloach got a mum. It did a gorel. It didn't start off with a mum. It had a gorel. You did a gorel. The Seir Lashem goes off over there. Now the Seir Lashem is waiting around. And it trips and it breaks its leg. So what do you do now? You have to do another Goral? No. V'chil lo alacha. Get another one. That's all. Maybe that one could be less than 8 days old. No, it can't. When we know Timur, the puzzle be muma. How do you know that the puzzle had a mum? Who said it can't have a mum? Not even a carbon anyway. Who said? D'tanya, the ishe lo titnu mimenu, elu hachalavim. There's a din that a carbon can't have a mum, right? Ainli elo kulon. That's only all of them. Miktasan minayin. What if the animal got mixed up? Whatever. Tamalama mehem. Mizbeach. Zuzrikas damim. Lashem. Larabos. Seir hamishtaleach. That even the Seir Mishtaleach cannot have a mum. Now, why do we need two? V'itzrach lemichtav balmum. V'itzrach lemichtav mechusuzman. I need two psukim to tell me that a seir mishleach cannot have a mum, and a seir mishleach cannot be less than 8 days old, even though it's not a carbon, right? And we said, now we're not talking, yeah, somehow you got another animal after Hagrola. Somehow you did that.
Also cannot be a female, or they don't discuss this.
We're going to get to that tomorrow. Because of Rachmana Mechusas Man, you want to tell me that it can't be Mechusas Man, Mishum Dolomati's money? Because you never have something like that. That animal can be left 8 days old. Avo Balmum, but a Balmum, the Mate's money, Emelo, who said, maybe it's okay, right? As long as it's 8 days old, it could have a mum. The Kasa Rachmana Balmum, Torah had to tell me it can't have a mum. You know why? Mishum Demois. That's it's Hashem is, huh? It's meus to have a mum. Hashem doesn't want that. Aval Mechusas Man. But it's just Mechusas Man. The low mois. Nothing wrong with that. Aim a low. Maybe that wouldn't be such a big deal. Tzricha, it's necessary.
How do you have a Baal Mum? It's the same question as before. Because you have to, in theory, be ready for a carbon.
No, after the Shechita, after the Gorel, now that one's going off to Hashem. Then this one's going off to Azazel. What are we doing with it now?
Yeah.
We're waiting for the right? Then we're going to... It got a Mum. It tripped and it got a Mum. It developed a Mum now. Right now, the Azazel developed a Mum. So who cares? How's the mum? It's going to be killed anyway. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Afterwards, it got a mum. So I would say, it's okay.
Usually, a mum implies that the mum when you start.
What? But they were saying, no, it got a mum afterwards. I would say, it's a big deal it has a mum. Who said I can't have a mum? It's not a carpet anyway. No, of course it can't have a mum. Of course not. Therefore, you want to bring another one without it doing a girl? That's fine, but it can't have a mum.
That's the perfect before you throw that amount.
Exactly. All right, tomorrow we're going to talk about Marcel's idea. There's more cases how you can have an animal without a goro. All right, we'll do that tomorrow. Sure. Everybody have a very good day.
Huh?